Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We remember the 58 million children aborted since January 22, 1973, 44 years after this infamous abortion decision of Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton from the United States Supreme Court. Last Friday, people gathered from all over the country in the nation's capital to mourn for these children and to pray for an end to the slaughter. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. It's hard to imagine, Matt, 58 million innocent children have been brutally killed by abortion since 1973. Approximately 3,000 Americans lost their lives as a result of the 9/11 tragedy at the World Trade Center. And yet every day, that amount of innocent children are brutally killed by abortion. Really, it amounts to about three every minute, one every 20 seconds. And this happens day in and day out. And, you know, the crowds came from around the country. And like every March for Life, you'll have a minimum of 300,000 to 500 plus thousand people show up in Washington, D.C. And as I have personally witnessed, the majority of these individuals are in their teens and their 20s. So you see a youth revolution that's taking place, a shift in the culture of America, and yet the major media continues to ignore it. Instead, they put all of their attention on the so-called Women's March that occurred the week before that actually excluded pro-life women from the march.
Yeah, well, the Women's March, of course, was nothing but a celebration of blood, of death, of murder of the unborn child. That was the primary cause. And the cause that goes with that, the bookend, is always the LGBT issue. And then radical feminism. They're all kind of under the same umbrella. They're all tied together. It's a culture of death that was celebrated, and it just vile, the language and the signs and the horrific things that were said by Madonna talking about blowing up the White House and Ashley Judd with her vile poem that she read.
Unbelievable.
It was just disgusting. And then you contrast that against these hundreds of thousands of men and women, the majority of women, there are more women there, who took back the mantle of women's rights, because abortion kills babies, hurts women, sometimes kills women. And as we mourn, 44 years since Roe v. Wade, as you said, 58,000 or million rather dead babies, you saw them celebrating those dead babies the day after the inauguration at the so-called Women's March. And then we mourn the dead babies. And of course, the media, as they do every year, they highlighted the so-called Women's March with great fanfare, and they completely black out and blacklist any reference to the March for Life, because they want to try to control the narrative, because the media has become a propaganda wing of the progressive left.
And, you know, there is nothing feminine about being a pro-abortionist. It's not feminist to be a pro-abortionist. True feminism supports the innocent human child and cares for that child. That is the epitome of feminism, to literally care for and protect these children, among other things. You can't be a feminist and support the killing of innocent children. You know, these individuals gathered there very angry. But on the other hand, a week later, you had young people from around the country. You had all different kinds of race and ethnicities gather in Washington, D.C. to stand for, as they do every year, and they're not paid by George Soros. They're not bussed in by some billionaire.
They're not violent.
Yeah. They're not violent. They come in at their own expense. They take time off from college, and they travel from Washington, D.C., or I should say the state of Washington, from the west to the east, and they gather to mourn and to make a statement for the unborn. I think that the handwriting is on the wall, and that it's just a matter of time before our country returns to a position where it respects human life. Yeah, African-Americans, Holly, we put out in a press release, 13% of the population, but 37% account for all abortions. Latinos make up 15% of the population, yet 25% account for all the abortions, and it's very indicative of Planned Parenthood wanting to target races and ethnicities to eliminate them.
People don't really understand the founder, Margaret Sanger. That was her purpose, you know, is to eliminate sort of the Nazism, so to speak, as Hitler did, wanted to have a perfect race to eliminate those minority populations. So it's just heartbreaking and crazy that those who are from minority populations would support abortions, because that was the whole purpose. So you see a real lack of spiritual truth there.
And the Trump administration, you know, Holly, was standing behind the March for Life. For 8 years, we've had a president who would ignore the March for Life. Obviously, he would never get close to it. In fact, 8 years ago in 2009, after Obama was inaugurated, he set aside the Mexico City policy that was instituted.
Wasn't it his first official act?
Yeah, it was his first official act. You know, the very first official act was to, or one of the first, it was within a day of his inauguration, or may have been the same day. He literally set aside the Mexico City policy that was announced by Ronald Reagan in 1984 that required non-governmental organizations to agree that they would neither perform nor actively promote abortion as a method of family planning. If they did not affirm that, they would not receive any federal funds. Well, Obama for 8 years set that aside. And President Trump, on the first full day of his presidency, the Monday after the inauguration, he signed an executive order reinstating the Mexico City policy. So now not one dime of federal taxpayer dollars will go to any organization anywhere in the world that promotes or does abortions.
And you're talking about this was millions of dollars, like a good portion of $400 million that were going to these abortion.
Annually.
Annually. And internationally, you have to realize that nearly a million children were killed through abortion in 2015 alone. That's just 1 year. So this is just a phenomenal decision that he has made to reverse
this.
For
the past 5 years, the International Planned Parenthood Federation has indicated that it provided 16.8 million abortion-related services.
So we're not just talking about one or two here. We're talking about millions.
Well, so think about that. Okay. What does that actually mean? That means that President Obama's one of his first acts in office was that he forced taxpayers internationally to fund genocide.
Right.
Yeah.
So how many millions of human beings were slaughtered based upon the actions of President Obama? There's no other way to say it. He's responsible for genocide. And you know, Hitler was responsible for 6 million deaths.
Right, and we shudder at that.
We shudder at that. But President Obama exporting immorality and bloodshed from America on the taxpayer dime. Well, Donald Trump has done away with that. And the next step, Matt, wouldn't you agree, is that the legislature, the House and the Senate, needs to move quickly to defund Planned Parenthood domestically here, which gets another $500 million a year.
That's right. We've defunded them now internationally, as we should, and any other organization that promotes or performs abortions. Now we need to defund them domestically. And I think we're going to do that. I think we've had this rhetoric that was put to us by George W. Bush, you know, defunding Planned Parenthood. But yet we had a Republican House, a Republican Senate, a Republican in the White House, and they continued to fund Planned Parenthood. But I think times are changing. And now with the Republican-controlled House and Senate, and especially with Donald Trump wanting to move forward and pledging to defund Planned Parenthood, we're going to see this, defunding them internationally and defunding them domestically. And it's about time that we have shut the spigot off of this flow of federal dollars to this abortion barbaric industry called Planned Parenthood.
And all of that defunding should be a precursor to the ultimate overturning of Roe v. Wade.
Right. Yeah. You know, we can't reverse all the deaths of those more than 58 million children, but we can start by reversing this flow of money and shutting down Planned Parenthood internationally and domestically so that it will stop.
Well, we represent Sandra Merritt. She's one of the undercover investigators, along with David DeLaden, who revealed to the world what is going on behind the doors of Planned Parenthood, where they're aborting children and harvesting their body parts and selling them for a profit. She is still being sued by Planned Parenthood. We're defending her in San Francisco against this massive suit. We pray that you will stand with us. Stand with us this year. A lot of exciting opportunities ahead. We need to continue to defend Sandra and anyone else who stands up to this abortion giant. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. You can support Liberty Counsel online with a contribution right there. You can learn more about us and subscribe free of charge to many of our resources, the Liberator newsletter, and multiple emails, all right there at the lc.org website. And remember, Liberty Counsel, in your prayers and your financial contributions.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.